This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us on the radio here. The number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We talked about everything from Ron Paul to Donald Trump to legalization of cannabis in the last hour. You're welcome to comment on any of those things with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Jeff Berwick over at the Dollar Vigilante and his blog at steamit.com is writing about these riots that have been going on around the country. And honestly, I haven't been paying close attention. I know they exist, but I haven't been looking in detail at exactly where and what has been happening. I don't know about you, Daryl.
Nor have I.
So we'll let Jeff do some of the talking here. He writes, "The violent backlash has started just as we predicted. The U.S. is increasingly convulsed by anti-Trump public demonstrations and riots. We're supposed to believe it's simply the result of a very close election and passionate voters. Hell no," he says. "We analyze trends, and we've already predicted a Trump presidency is going to be the subject of plenty of manipulations. There are very powerful people who intend to use his election to make things worse. No doubt the crisis actors are already out in force. Like the military and economic trends we've spent the past 2 years analyzing and predicting, the current violence is part of a larger targeted disintegration of the U.S. and Western society in general. Today's events are supposed to culminate in tomorrow's global government. But first, there's a lot of tearing down to do." Now, there's a little conspiracy theory there. I don't know if there's any evidence that the riots are being promulgated or fomented by shadowy forces.
Well, I saw something floating around on Facebook where it was a screenshot of something, and, you know, just because somebody has a screenshot of something doesn't mean that, you know, it wasn't faked. But the claim is this was a screenshot of a Craigslist ad hiring protesters.
Really?
And it was, like, you know, some George Soros funded thing.
Interesting.
So there's two questions. Is this an actual ad?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it an ad that somebody made so that they could take the screenshot and then immediately deleted it so that they could then post, "Look at here, mm-hmm. there's a blah, 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 George Soros is hiring these protesters."
Good question. Yeah, we don't know the truth about that.
And that's the thing, that, you know, like, a lot of conspiracy theorists will make stuff up, or they'll see something that somebody shared, but what was shared was made up in the first place.
So I don't subscribe to all the conspiracy theory, but I do know the reality is if there are people protesting in the streets, the police will respond, and they will use their pepper gas, and they will use pepper balls, and they will use actual, you know, truncheons or whatever it is they have to,
right,
to what, or what they believe they have to use to stop these protests. So ultimately, whether or not George Soros or some other puppeteer or whatever is behind all of this, the reality is these protests, especially the more violent ones, are going to result in a bigger police state. They're going,
yes,
to result in the state having the excuse to say, hey, this is why we need Bearcats. This is why we need machine guns. This is why we need, you know, fill in the blank of whatever.
Bearcats
armored,
being ballistic engineered, yeah, armored response counterattack trucks.
Exactly. So let me go on here with Berwick. He says, "If you know what's going on, it's hard to keep a straight face. We're supposed to believe that this woman, whose most recent catastrophe was engineering the genocidal downfall of an entire civilization, Libya, to line her own pockets, is worth a violent protest. Of course, given the violence and warmongering that surrounds her like a bloody blanket, maybe the current protests are actually quite fitting. But nonetheless, it's ludicrous. Following news feeds, safely outside of the empire," he lives in Acapulco, he says, "I've seen hundreds of thousands of people in cities across the U.S. chanting, 'Not my president!' For an instant, I made the mistake of believing that sanity had settled on a portion of the electorate. I was so happy. Yes, he's not our president. We own ourselves. Government is an immoral criminal belief system." Was the individualist revolution happening? No. These protesters were just upset because they didn't get the slave master that they wanted. Many Americans were hoping for a female master instead. Now, you know, just as an aside here, Okay, yeah, they don't get the full picture. There's no doubt about that. But it's very rare that somebody's going to get the full picture on liberty in one sitting. If people can realize that their system has failed to give them what they wanted, then some of them will realize that there is a failure with the system. That's not going to necessarily lead them to believe that the system of voluntarism or, you know, peaceful humans interacting with one another on a consensual basis is a better system. They're not going to necessarily make that jump. But at the very least, this election does, as the previous elections and administrations have done, is erode the legitimacy of the state in people's minds. It's our job as libertarians to capitalize on that by spreading the message of libertarianism and the non-aggression principle.
I don't know if you could necessarily say that each election causes people to, you know, more people to, what was the phrase you used? Erode the legitimacy of the state? I don't think you can say that. You could, but I don't think it's a factual statement.
Well, I'm not saying everybody. It's a very small group, I'm sure. But when politicians like George Bush doesn't do what he says he's going to do, and Barack Obama doesn't do what he says he's going to do.
Most people don't see that as the system being illegitimate. They see that as,
the man.
This is just another lying politician. We need better politicians.
But then you get 20.
When the Soviet Union crumbled, there wasn't a libertarian paradise that popped up. It was another system of corrupt politicians.
But, okay, yes, you're right. People will say, oh, well, the problem is with these politicians, we need better ones. Well, look what they get in 2016. The worst possible choices for politicians were the two that were the main two in the election. So that, I think, has also, you know, eroded legitimacy. It's like, this was the best the system could offer. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
So they're seeing the system as being bad. They're not seeing government as being bad, and those are two completely different things.
Okay, well, what I was saying was it erodes the legitimacy of the state, a.k.a., in this case, in their minds, the system, which is why I said they wouldn't necessarily, even if they came to the conclusion that this system sucks, which some people have come to that conclusion because of this election, even if they come to that conclusion, that doesn't mean they're going to jump to, we should be free. You know, they'll just start thinking of ways to change the current system in hopes that they'll get better choices. So I'm not saying that, you know, they're going to go to freedom from this point, but there, I think there is at this point more frustration and more of a realization that this really blows. Like, the system that we have is absolutely terrible. There's no doubt about it now. It has scraped the bottom of the barrel. How it can get worse in 2020, I don't know, but I expect that it will. And so that's why I'm saying we've got to get the word out about, okay, you're frustrated with the system. Well, let's try not having a system. Let's try having, you know, libertarianism. Let's try voluntarism. Let's try humans interacting on a consensual basis. Let's try ending the state. Let's try secession. And let's try some different ideas here and put those out into the populace. And I'm grateful to see some people, especially on the left, embracing the idea of secession now. So that's one of the, you know, okay, you don't like this system. Well, you have your idea for the system you want, which is like, you know, a communist system or a socialist system. Great. You should be able to have that. Go ahead. Secede from the United States and try your system out. And then, you know, New Hampshire, we can secede too. And we'll try a system of less government and we'll see which one works best. We'll see, you know, where the wins and where the losses and where the chips fall. Let's go to Sarah. Sarah, listening in Albuquerque, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sarah.
Yes, you know what? I just want to, I want to mention that we have a, so we automatically triggered a recount within our state. So, like, so three of our counties have a vote difference of like 100 vote different or less than 2%. So they have to count in three districts. So these are the representatives that are within our state. So that's what's going on. And
I don't know what you just said.
There were three really close races, and there's going to be recounts.
Okay.
Right.
Who cares?
And right, within our state.
Well, who cares?
You know what? Pardon me?
Why should we care? This is a national show.
Why should we care? Well, the thing is that, you know how we have a paper ballot, how you voted on a paper ballot, and I feel... Well, because it's a good thing that we have a paper ballot, because they have to have a paper ballot so we could go and recount it. And the reason
you're saying that,
that
if it were a digital or computer voting system, then no recount would be necessary or even possible to commit because there aren't physical things to count. Okay. All right. I guess I see where you're coming from there. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. People are chanting, "Not my president." We'll talk more about that coming up here in moments. The failure of the U.S. system. How apparent is that to these folks? It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you may bring up what you want. Apparently lots of threats appearing toward Donald Trump on Twitter and other social media, including a pound assassinate Trump hashtag.
It would be hashtag
assassinate Trump.
I know, when we were kids, it was called the pound sign.
Pound is a better word. It has fewer syllables than hashtag. But anyway.
I know, but when you search Twitter, if you type in the word pound and then whatever your search, you're not going
to
see it.
No,
you've
got
to type hashtag slash.
You have to use the pound, a.k.a.
No.
Hashtag.
No. The Twitter.com/, you write out the word hashtag.
Oh, really?
Slash whatever you're searching for.
See, I don't know that much about Twitter. I know there that you can go there and search for stuff. I did not know about the
right,
the URL.
There's actually a way that in the URL you can
a
hashtag search.
Okay.
And the URL uses the word hashtag,
okay.
Not pound.
Good to know. Yeah, I know that's the term that's being used these days, but I'm sure I'm going to continue calling it pound just because that's the pound symbol to me. That's, you know, that's how
right.
I was raised.
And have you noticed, and I ask this, and this is, you know, kind of some inside baseball, but have you noticed in making telephone calls on certain voicemail systems, it will say press number sign instead of pound?
One. Right.
But, like, growing up, it was always pound.
Yeah, that's true. The toll free number tonight, if you want to join us,
tic tac toe on it.
855-450-FREE. That's true. 855-450-3733. Also, want to let you know about the Foundation for Economic Education. If you had but one day to teach somebody about economics, what would you tell them? Well, if you don't have an answer, that's all right. Because for over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. Their newest course, Economics in One Day, will give you a breadth and depth of knowledge of how economics works that you'll be able to teach to others. Fee gives you tools for that as well. Take Economics in One Day now for free at fee.org/FTL and learn key economics concepts, the inspiring vision the market economy brings, and the challenges that government solutions face. Start today at no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL and learn why entrepreneurship matters. As we continue, Jeff Berwick's assessment of the various protests going on around the United States over the last few days. He says, following the news feeds, he's seen hundreds of thousands of people in the U.S. cities chanting, "Not my president." For an instant, he says, I made the mistake of believing sanity had settled on a portion of the electorate. I was so happy. Yes, he's not our president. We own ourselves. Government is an immoral criminal belief system. Was the individualist revolution happening? No. These protesters were upset because they didn't get the slave master they wanted. But let's roll it back a bit. The flames of division really started getting stoked toward the end of the election night when black CNN political commentator and avowed communist Van Jones began tearing up and started calling Trump's win both a nightmare and a, quote, white lash, unquote. In the classic divide and conquer style, Jones helped to make this into a racial issue by saying that the Trump victory was a white lash against our black president and a changing country. Fitting statements considering Jones is an employee of the divisive communist news network. Of course, it wouldn't be a proper escalation of racial tension without Reverend Al Sharpton slinging some mud as well. Outside NBC studios in New York City, Sharpton was asked what he thought about the election results, to which he replied, quote, he, that is Donald Trump, can't deliver on half of what he says he will. Now that's a true statement. Because
yes.
He's a politician, politicians make a bunch of promises, many of which they, you know, even if they have an intention to try to do, they would be prevented from doing so because, well, Congress would stand in their way.
Right.
Of course, now there's a fully Republican Congress, as I understand it, as well as a presidency.
There is, but also remember that Donald Trump has a high unfavorable rating.
Correct.
Even among Republicans.
Many of these Republicans may oppose his efforts.
Right. So don't expect the Republicans to just go along with him because he's a member of their party.
Outside, let's see, that's one talent Sharpton has got. The other quote from Sharpton is, he went on to say, saddle up, Donald, before asserting that Trump is going to have the, quote, fight of his life, unquote. That's one talent Sharpton has, sniffing incipient violence. Or maybe he's just been tipped off to the riots and protests that soon started raging across the U.S. in over 12 cities, including Manhattan, Chicago, Kansas City, Boston, Philadelphia, St. Paul, Des Moines, Dallas, Oakland, Los Angeles, Seattle, and whole regions such as New England. As a result, Donald Trump is meeting with Obama at the White House to discuss how they can handle the outbursts which are going on throughout the nation together. Most Americans prior to this election would tell you in a typical misguided fashion how wonderful and lucky they are to live in a democracy. But now that many haven't gotten their way, they're shattering storefront windows and burning American flags in Black Lives Matter fashion. Millennial Bernie Sanders fans are certainly starting to feel the burn. Not only did their favored socialist candidate lose the rigged American primary, but their party's winning candidate, Hillary, managed to lose the general election despite having every possible advantage. The mainstream media turned her criminality into caring and her psychopathic greed into goodness. Still, it wasn't enough. She lost the general election despite spending around double what Trump spent on his campaign, much of it donated by totalitarian corrupt regimes in the Middle East who stand against everything that Hillary supporters stand for. She couldn't even win after the governor of Virginia released 60,000 convicts and suggested that they vote Democratic. Hillary won that state by just about 60,000 votes, by the way.
And that's actually not an entirely factual statement about Virginia.
What happened there?
What happened was that the governor of Virginia restored voting rights to people who had had their voting rights taken away from them because they were felons.
Okay. Well, that's still, you know, that's a good thing. I'm glad that happened.
Yes. But to say that, oh, he just released people and told them vote for Hillary, that's not what happened.
More hilarity. She had her spirit cooking campaign chairman, John Podesta, give a short concession speech on her behalf late in the evening. No doubt this was because she'd already started in on her reported nonstop all-night crying jag and was apparently drunk to boot. Obviously, Hillary's biggest sorrow was that the U.S. has been deprived of her economically dysfunctional leadership. And, of course, her loss is not her own responsibility. Supposedly still addled, she weepingly called in a friend in the wee hours of the morning, sputtering that the defeat was James Comey's fault, who's the FBI boss man, I believe.
Yes.
And that Obama himself was also responsible because he hadn't shut Comey down soon enough.
You know, James Comey, the guy that 48 hours before the election said, yep, we were right when we said in July that there's no charges and nobody would bring charges against Hillary. She didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, she must have known that she was not really going to be targeted by the FBI. I mean, the FBI is not out there to get their political masters. They, you know, they made a show of doing an investigation and then found what I think anybody who was paying attention expected them to find, which was nothing that they could charge her with.
Right. Now, one thing that's very interesting is the claim that they went through like 690,000 emails in 7 days.
The FBI.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Even with the help of the internet, that would be
now,
a challenge.
Now, it's possible that they did keyword searches.
Mm-hmm.
On batches of emails and, you know, just, well, nope, we're not finding any of these keywords on any of these emails, so there you go. We skimmed them with our software.
You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revers.
When I was a boy, it was was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Right here, join us. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're still kind of doing some election recapping here, more specifically the results of the aftermath. What has been happening, I guess, in the aftermath is people taking to the streets, some people destroying property, graffitiing, vandalizing, chanting. All that stuff.
No more chanting. No more chanting.
Apparently chanting.
We stumbled across some chanting on Wednesday.
God. So gross.
Yeah, we went to Concord. There was the Robin Hood hearing at the Supreme Court. Then stopped by the State House because I needed to see the Secretary of State to find out what they needed for me as the chairman of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, now that the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire will be a officially recognized party for the first time in 20 years.
One of three.
Yes. Yeah. The others being the Republicans and the Democrats.
Yeah, we didn't encounter anybody yelling about Trump or yelling, not my president. We encountered a group of people who were supporting the woman named Maggie Hassan, who had just barely won election to U.S. Senate, and she was giving a victory speech, I guess.
Yes.
Taking questions from the media. I just am so disgusted.
Won that election by 700 votes.
Yeah, and she had a bunch of people out there, too. She had a lot of supporters. It just disgusts me when people go out and chant for politicians. I just, it reminds me of a bunch of shrieking monkeys, you know. It's that level of interactions between humans. Because if you get another group of them for the other candidate, then they'll start yelling at each other and might attack one another. And they just behave as a group of animals.
You know, I think what I want to do the next time I encounter, if there are, you know, these dueling sets, just yell Red Rover, Red Rover, send somebody over and see if anybody runs across the street to try to break the line.
So back to the story here about these protests that are going on. Jeff Berwick's been watching a lot of it, safely ensconced down in Acapulco, Mexico. He's pointing out about, you know, some stuff he heard about the election night and how Hillary was apparently very upset. She even didn't even give her own concession speech, apparently. Her certainty of her own.
No, she gave a concession speech on
the next
Wednesday,
day. The
and
next
we
day.
Listened to part of that on the radio.
It says here that she sent Podesta out that night. So late into the evening, he did the speech for her.
Well, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning before, you know, it looked like Trump was going to win. So, you know, what do you expect the woman to do? Stay up all night? We know she's got health problems.
Yeah. Well, it's possible.
Like old people with health problems can't stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Maybe so. But somehow she sent him out to do it. So maybe she was up and maybe she was, as he's suspecting here, drunk at the time. And she just didn't want to go out and do it. Which isn't a problem, you know, hey, go ahead, have a drink. You deserve it.
Or maybe she just didn't feel like making a statement at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Could be. Well, anyway, she supposedly said that to a friend on the phone that the defeat was James Comey's fault. Hillary's certainty of her own indispensability is unfortunately shared at that moment by tens of millions of supporters. It only takes a tiny push to herd these small brain signifiers in any violent direction one wishes, and as suggested above, there's no doubt this is being done. As I write, thousands of Bostonians are walking through downtown chanting, "Trump is a racist," and carrying signs that say, "Impeach Trump and abolish the Electoral College." I wish, says Berwick, that they were pacing back and forth with signs that said, "Abolish the Federal Reserve" or "End the federal government." One can only wish, peaceably, of course, he says.
Right, and you might remember it was after the 2000 election, the last time someone wound up winning the popular vote, but not the electoral vote.
Right.
There were calls for abolishing the Electoral College then as well.
And they didn't.
Right.
And the Electoral College will likely vote for Trump, although there's a petition that you're going to tell us about here in
yes.
a moment, asking them not to. Berwick says, "When even if voting weren't evil, what woman in their right mind would want the first female president to be a known and proven criminal who already had blood on her hands prior to the election? We're supposed to ignore such logical inconsistencies. All of this unrest is exactly what the elites who are purveyors of division want. This is thus the beginning of the ongoing incitements and violence worldwide that we've spent years predicting," he says.
Okay, so he says that she's a known and proven criminal, but she has never been convicted in a court of law, so therefore she's not a proven criminal.
Well, now just because the courts won't, just because the U.S. Justice Department won't bring charges and the government won't criticize.
I'm not saying she's not a criminal. I'm saying it's not
right.
been proven that
well,
she's
proven,
a criminal.
It's proven because she was in government. I mean, she was the Secretary of State during wars. I mean, that's proof that she's a criminal. I mean, this is a government full of criminals. That's what government is. It attracts people who are criminals, who want to wield power over innocent, peaceful people. Those people are criminals. Donald Trump's a criminal. Hillary Clinton's a criminal. George W. Bush is a criminal. Barack Obama's a criminal. Just because they can legally send bombs over to go and destroy innocent people's lives doesn't mean that those are not criminal actions.
I didn't say they weren't.
Right.
I said it's not been proven.
She was the Secretary of State.
Let me explain something to you, Ian. The way most people that aren't libertarians think is unless a court has determined someone...
I don't care what most people think.
Who's your audience, Ian? Who's your audience?
There's a bunch of people listening to this
right.
show.
Right, and not everybody that listens to this show is going to understand
right. and I'm
libertarian
letting them know
philosophy.
That doesn't have anything to do with libertarian philosophy. You don't have to be a libertarian to understand that government people are criminals. You don't have to be a libertarian to get that. So she was in the government. The federal government, which is
yes.
the most criminal, the most violent, the most depraved and despicable organization in this particular landmass. That's enough proof that she's a criminal. Okay, now, if people disagree with that, that's fine. You can call in toll free at 855-450-FREE and tell me why it is that only someone prosecuted in those very criminal systems courts are somehow criminals. Because
right.
that's nonsense.
That's the point that I'm making, is some people are going to, and
fine,
the vast majority of people are going to say that unless a court find somebody guilty.
I don't care.
They're not proven to be a criminal.
They can say whatever they want. The vast majority of people are delusional. Okay? I'm not trying to... Look, we're only going to connect with a certain portion of people. We're only going to connect with the people who can see what we're saying as that makes sense. Oh, yeah. Government is criminal. Why is it criminal? Because they use force on peaceful people. Now, if you want to go by the legal definition, then, you know, maybe it's not criminal because they haven't been charged criminally under the criminal statutes or the U.S. code or whatever. Okay, fine. There are people out there who want to believe that. You're not my prospect. You're not the person that I'm trying to reach. Okay, so if you love the court system, you think there's nothing wrong with it. If you love the government, you think that everything is fine unless someone brings a criminal charge against them. You know, I can't talk to that person. I can talk to them, but they can't understand what I'm saying. So they might as well just, you know, turn the radio off as far as I'm concerned. Hillary's a criminal. Donald Trump's a criminal. Obama's a criminal. Anybody who's been at the upper echelon levels of the federal government are criminals. I won't go so far as to say the minions are criminals. Many of them are just, you know, innocent people who just have jobs and they don't know what they're doing.
So by minions, you mean like the paper pushers, secretaries, the pages, the interns?
I wouldn't go so far. A lot of those people really, truly believe they're, you know, doing the right thing.
Right,
or
but some people would say, well, they're taking stolen funds, so they're just as criminal as the guy in the IRS.
Now you're talking about some hardcore libertarians who would say stuff like that. And I won't go so far as to say those things. I think that a lot of those people are just, you know, innocent victims of propaganda, basically people who bought into the idea that somehow they're helping by working for this organization. And I think there probably are some people who try to do the best they can, given the limited abilities that they have to do the best thing they can.
Right.
In those roles, which is why I would say that I don't have an objection if a libertarian is a police officer. It's not something I would want to do personally, but I'd rather have a libertarian out there ignoring some bad laws and not enforcing some bad laws than having some total authoritarian out there cracking heads and cracking down. So, anyway, that's that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, if you don't think the government's criminal, I don't understand you, and you're welcome to call in and try to explain to me how it's not, because I'd love to hear somebody do that. If there are so many of you out there, feel free. The phones are open. 855-450-FREE. Tell me why governments aren't criminal, if that's what you believe. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you. If you like the show and you like the fact that we give you stuff for free, like, oh, I don't know, archives that go way back, you can go and download as much as you want. You can just enjoy the website for free. But if you want to support us, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and your $5 a month is invested into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country and bring more Internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. That is one of the things you can do to help us a lot, and you'll get perks. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group. Go and get signed up using any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, or Bitcoin right there on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Thistle, calling from California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Thistle.
Hey, what's up, Ian and Daryl?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I had 2 points I wanted to bring up. I was on the freeway down in, I think it was like Orange County, and I saw this truck go by, and it had 2 flags out the back, and the flag was black and white with 1 blue stripe right down the middle, and I was like, I wonder what that is, you know? So I did a Google search on it, and all these, you know, the Google images came up, and in the Google images was a patch, and underneath the flag was a Black Lives Matter. And I just thought, that seems a little like a grassroots movement. Like, how did they get flags made? Like, I know it could be done, but it's like, how many can you produce? And
anyway, it's not hard to make a flag. I mean, you can hire a Chinese company to make a batch of them for you pretty cheap.
No, I'm aware of that. It just seemed a little weird. And my point was, on the protest the day after, on Wednesday, I was looking at the news, and there's all the protesters, and they all had the same, you know, picket signs, you know. I think it was Trump's a racist or something. And not that, I'm not saying it can't be done, and but it'd be like foresight, like, okay, he's going to win, and we're going to have, because you can't produce a picket sign in a night, you know what I mean? Like,
you can't produce a picket sign in a night. I've made 4 in less than,
No, he's saying mass produce.
Oh, mass produce.
And all the time.
Actually, if you go to like a Staples or a Kinko's or something, they can generally do a fairly quick turnaround time on stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, what you're bringing up here, it sounds like you're trying to get at the idea that this is some sort of conspiracy being funded by George Soros or whatever.
And I just did a search for Black Lives Matter flag, and I'm not seeing anything fitting the description of what you're saying. I typed in flag, black and white with blue stripe, and the only thing that came up was the Blue Lives Matter thing.
I'm not sure what Blue Lives Matter is, and maybe I was wrong.
That's the pro-cop variant on Black Lives Matter. I did find, by searching BLM flag, an image of the words Black Lives Matter that appear to be flying on a flag.
Yeah, I saw that, but there's no blue on it.
Yeah. So what are you getting at here, Thistle?
No, I was when I saw the protest the next day and everyone had the same picket signs, it wasn't like homemade movement signs.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And there is a good chance that, you know, there's somebody with some money and some connections behind these movements. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Who is it? Maybe George Soros, maybe some of these other people. Who knows? To me, it doesn't really matter the who. I mean, you do have people out in the streets. What matters is that this is going to promote a more militarized police state. The police are going to have the excuse to crack some heads, and that's not good. That's not a good thing.
But then you look at, they've been protesting up in North Dakota forever, and it's not in the mainstream media. And now,
actually, it is.
Is it?
In North Dakota.
No, I see stories on UPI and Reuters all the time about the protest.
Oh,
you can't get more mainstream than UPI and Reuters.
Maybe when you say mainstream media, are you talking about like Fox News? MSNBC?
That's what most people consider mainstream. Like, they don't look at print as mainstream media, but
they are.
UPI and Reuters are as mainstream as you can get.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
You pick up any local newspaper, chances are they're going to have content from three places other than their local reporters: the Associated Press, UPI, and or Reuters.
Now, whether they're paying these protesters to show up or not is really an important question. There was speculation about it. Daryl, you said there was some sort of image on Craigslist of people trying to hire protesters.
Screenshot of something that was from Craigslist.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Right. About hiring protesters, and if they are indeed hiring protesters, then that shows that their movement isn't even an inch deep, even if it does appear to be a mile wide.
I was saying, how long do you think? If you're really, really concerned about something, you'll protest for a long time. Do you think this is going to go on for?
I don't expect it to go on for much more than a month. I think people are going to get distracted by the Christmas season, likely. They're going to want to go
spend
time. They'll
get distracted by Thanksgiving.
They're going to want, they're going to have the excuse of, go hang out with the family, got Thanksgiving, got the holidays coming up, and then they're going to have to go back to work at some point. So I don't expect them to be particularly protracted, but just the fact that there are signs that are professionally made is not necessarily an indicator that the protesters themselves are being paid, although I would say there's an increased chance of that if you are dealing with a very well-organized protest. If you're going to have a protest, it behooves you to bring signs to the protest more than for just you, because you really can't count on the average protester to make their own sign.
Right.
You also cannot count on the average protester to make a sign that is spelled correctly, legible, or, viewable from a car from a distance. So, the average person doesn't really have much experience hitting the streets and doing these kind of things. And, what percentage of these protesters are there for the first time versus, this isn't their first rodeo? We don't really know. We'd have to get down there and actually talk to them and ask them that. But it's good protester/demonstration etiquette to provide signs for anyone who's willing to show up. Now, the question is, were the people who are willing to show up getting paid, or are they showing up because they have a genuine interest in doing that beyond a paycheck?
And it's probably a combination of the
both.
Two. If, anybody is getting paid, it's not going to be everybody getting paid.
So there you go, Thistle. Any other comments? Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just wanted to help out in conversation.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate the feedback today. Thank you, dude. The calls are, well, you're welcome to call in about anything here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, and Skype username, lrn.fm. We have Steven in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Steven.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
so I wanted to respond to Ian's comments earlier and regarding politicians or any government official inherently being a criminal. Keep in mind, I agree with you guys on a lot of things, but I think I saw some a flaw in your reasoning there. So it sounds like you're saying inherently, by definition, a public servant or a politician that works for a government is a criminal.
No, I said more specifically the ones at the top of the federal government. I give a pass to the functionaries, the bureaucrats, the ones that are just doing a job. I give a pass to those people. But the people who seek power, those are criminals.
That's fine. That's fine as well. But by definition, you know, a criminal is someone who has broken a law.
See, that's what I figured. This is one of the folks you were talking about. I'm glad you called in. Go ahead.
Right. So, just kidding.
And remember, Richard Nixon said it's not illegal when the president does it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, so according to your reasoning, you can have a politician, let's say a governor, who has never broken any state, local, or federal law. You could have that person who is by definition not a criminal according to the government's laws, but that is still somehow a criminal because they are a government politician. So my question to you is, if they're a criminal and it's not in regards to any state laws, then what laws are you calling them a criminal by? What laws?
The laws of nature, the laws of being a good human being towards others.
Okay.
And by the way, you know, you're using some legal definition of criminal. You can go and look up criminal in the dictionary like I've done here. And then, of course, they link to the word crime, which, you know, doesn't necessarily have to do with breaking a statute. It could simply be any offense, serious wrongdoing, or sin. That is the definition for criminal. Definition number 4, mind you. But if you got more to say, stand by, Stephen. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up, and you can join us.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.